past 2 o'clock. Now, my next guest was at school here. Jersey College for Girls is back after several years to launch her latest book. It's part of a historical romance trilogy, and she even went back to school yesterday and is going to be there again for a book signing, and going to be there at Waterstones as well. I'm delighted to welcome into the studio Carol Edgerly. Hello, Carol.
Hello, Sarah.
So can I ask, when were you at Jersey College for Girls?
In the 50s, actually, 1950.
And why were you...
For about three and a half years.
Oh, right. And what brought you to Jersey? Why were you here at that time?
Well, my grandparents, I was brought up in France, and my grandparents moved to Jersey because my grandfather didn't trust French doctors. And so we came to Jersey, and they bought a house on Montfélard, and... I became heavily involved with horses and ponies and that sort of thing.
Did you enjoy growing up in Jersey?
I had an amazing childhood, actually. There was a lovely riding school called the Millbrook Riding School, and we used to go and ride in the Battle of Flowers every year, and we did lots of lovely things.
Oh, good, good. Why did you have to leave, or what made you leave Jersey?
I was shuffled off to boarding school in Ascot, actually, a school called Heathfield. And so that was the end of my childhood in Jersey.
Did you enjoy?
But then I was back. Came back.
Good, good, good. Did you enjoy boarding school?
Yes, I did, actually. It was a bit of a shock in the beginning, but I did settle down, and Heathfield was a lovely school, you know.
And you said then you were back to Jersey.
I came back to Jersey, yes, and I worked for Jersey Airlines.
Okay.
I did say it was in the mists of time.
That wasn't when they were still landing on the beach, was it?
No, we had very sophisticated aircraft, Dakotas, yes.
And a runway.
A runway. And then Jersey Airlines became British United Airways, and so I flew for them. Mm-hmm. And I had the honour of being chosen, because I was a French speaker, to escort Prince Charles on a flight. Which the Jersey Evening Post recorded.
Right. Oh, fabulous. So what about writing? When did writing come to you and realise this is what you wanted to do?
Well, when I was about 12 years old, I had the most disgusting maths report. Not, I hated the subject with a passion. But my mother was not prepared to accept that, so she arranged for me to have maths tuition twice a week from my aunt, who was a maths teacher, and she was visiting from India. And for 2 hours, twice a week. And I was appalled. Anyway, so we settled down for the first lesson. And so I began to ask her, you know, anything to distract her. You know, what was your family like? Well, you know, you were brought up in India, auntie, weren't you? What were your parents like? Did you have lots of brothers and sisters? Did you get on with them? Well, the old lady was off and running. And I heard the most amazing, riveting story, which even my 12-year-old mind, you know, I was captivated. And over that long and very hot summer, I retained everything that I had heard and determined over the subsequent years to write it all down, if only as a testimonial for my own children. But then my children persuaded me that actually it was such a brilliant story that I should try and write it for a wider readership.
Because it's one thing, isn't it, being able to write something down, as you say, that somebody has told you. It's another being able to put it into words that other people are going to read.
Oh, it was a steep learning curve, believe me, because although I am an English teacher, writing a novel is quite different.
How do you go about it? Are you disciplined? Do you have to work 9 to 5? Do you come and go? How does it work
for you? Not at all. Because I have a large animal family that required attention. At the time I had horses. Now I have 5.2 donkeys, and 4 dogs, and 2 cats. And I do chambre d'hôte B&B in the summer months, because there is the nearby Puy du Fou, a big park, theme park. And so there's no question of doing diva, and oh my God, I have a writer's block today.
I have a deadline, darling.
Absolutely. No. I just wrote when I could. But I found that I could do that, actually. And I thoroughly enjoyed writing. And it was a bit of a cheat in a way, because I did already have the story. I didn't have to invent it.
Hmm.
It was just a question of fleshing it out.
Yeah. So tell us about the historical romance trilogy that you already have Marguerite out, and now you have Claire.
Yes. Well, Marguerite, she was a French girl, and Claire was her daughter. And so what would you like to know about Claire?
Marguerite's from France, so presumably you follow the story, do you, of the family,
yes,
if you like?
Yes,
got the same
absolutely.
She was
a young French girl. Mm-hmm. She was of the nobility. They tried to marry her off to at the age of 17 to a 51-year-old man, and she said she would not, absolutely refused, so she was sent away to an Irish convent to reflect on her disobedience and to come back later and marry the man. And she absconded. She met a very personable young Irishman and absconded with him from the convent.
Mm-hmm.
And pursued by her outraged father to London, and to escape being prosecuted, because she was underage at the time, they fled to British India.
Okay.
He was a young doctor, and it was a bit unfortunate, but you know, his desire at the time was to do medical research, and instead he found himself attending to battle wounds of the most appalling ferocity. And he blamed his young wife for that.
Oh, dear.
He was a charming but rather weak man, and spiraled into alcoholism. And
so some powerful storylines in there.
It was, as I said, it was an amazing story.
Mm-hmm.
And but were he was eventually assassinated.
Goodness.
Yes.
Goodness.
By mistake. Mm. And this young woman, because she was still very young, found herself in India with 5 children and no money, because he had drunk and gambled away all of his salary, and she had nothing except the fare back to England for herself and her family.
Yeah.
And after that, the British Army said, well, that's the end of our responsibility. So she left her children with the nuns in Simla, up country,
mm-hmm.
and took the money, took herself back to England and up to Scotland, where she did a 3-year nurse's training and a further year midwifery, came back and collected her children, went first to Calcutta and bought herself a house, and a dilapidated old house, and then collected her children and brought them back to Calcutta.
Wow, amazing story.
And that was Marguerite's story. Claire was one of the 2 older children, and she remembered, she was very much aware of her mother's disappearance, and she and the elder brother never actually forgave their mother for what they saw as her abandonment of them.
Given it's the trilogy and you've only got the second one, I'm imagining that the next one is maybe Claire's daughter?
This is not Claire's daughter.
Oh, no. Okay.
Actually, it's Claire's granddaughter.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So but another sort of generation is,
yes,
in,
because,
the making.
Claire brought up her granddaughter.
Right, right.
Yes.
Okay. Fabulous. Well, I said because you went back to school, went back to JCG yesterday, is that right?
I did. I had a wonderful visit there.
Good.
And I was very touched, because they gave me an amazingly warm welcome. Simon Milner, head of English there, and their very, very charming librarian, as I said, showed me a tremendous welcome.
Oh, lovely. And you're going to be taking part in a book signing, is that right?
A book signing this evening at Waterstones, yes, for both Marguerite and for Claire.
Lovely. Well, it'll be lovely for people to meet you. Have you still got friends here from your time?
I've got a cousin here.
Nice.
And I spent the first night with her.
Lovely.
And then subsequently it was just easier for me to stay in town, you know, so that's what I've done.
Good. And how long are you going to be here for, Carol? You've got another couple of days?
I'm leaving at the crack of dawn.
Oh, are you? Oh, glad we got you then.
Yes.
Oh, well, that's that's nice, and then hopefully you'll be back again before too long.
Well, I certainly will. I've had an invitation from the school with the publication of the third book to come back, and I most certainly will do that.
Lovely. All right, Carol, it's lovely to meet you. Thank you very much indeed. So Carol Edgerly there, and you can go along to Waterston's this evening. At what time does it start this evening?
It's at 6 o'clock through to 8, I believe.
Lovely. All right, and you can go meet Carol and get her books. Thank you very much indeed to Carol Edgerly.